Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, all wish Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you very much for joining the call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Thushan Nimai Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam 6th Canto, 16th Chapter, Text 57 onwards. Hare Krishna. First, I would like to hand over call to Ayan Prabhuji for a brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all wish Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandat Panam, Hare Krishna Puji Dandat Panam. I offer my obeisances to all assembled devotees, all glorious Srila Prabhupada. Here is a brief introduction for our today's speaker, His Grace Toma Thushan Nimai Prabhuji. Prabhuji is serving as a full-time brahmachari in ISKCON NVCC Pune Temple from 2013. Prabhuji got initiated by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2014. Prabhuji teaches courses based on Vedic wisdom as a guest faculty in many reputed institutes in Pune. Prabhuji has written a widely appreciated crime fiction, Without, which informs the perils of addiction and ways to move out of it in an engaging way. Prabhuji has also authored a brief biography of Srila Prabhupada, The Captain, which contains life of Srila Prabhupada with various lessons drawn from it. Prabhuji, along with a team of translators, have translated a few books from English to Hindi and Marathi. Prabhuji runs a daily Bhagavatam recitation group for last 2 years, in which many devotees are learning texts and meaning of various prayers of Bhagavatam. Prabhuji has founded a crowdfunding platform, Vidyaratha, for distribution of Srila Prabhupada books to school libraries by contributions from alumni. Prabhuji has also co-founded a mobile application, Vaishnava Seva, to connect volunteers with temple services for worldwide ISKCON temples. Prabhuji is a director of Vital, which organizes courses in the field of technology, arts, and linguistics. Prabhuji is also a member of GBC SPT. Over to you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Beautiful introduction. Hare Krishna Thushan Nimai Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dhanat Pranam. Thank you very much today inviting me. Although again, it was a little bit last minute, but anyways, I'm so happy and feel fortunate to be part of this group and having an opportunity to discuss, share about Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll do a little bit kirtan, few minutes, and then we start. It's fine.
Good, Prabhuji.
So can you sing a bhajan quickly instead of?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes.
Okay. I sang this. Yeah, I just put it here. Could as well sing this. Yeah.
You can share the screen if you would like.
I'm doing. Quickly, we'll sing this. You see my screen?
Yes, Prabhuji, yes. We will see that.
Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Manamanasa Madhukara Abhayanija Pada Pankaja Makarande. Manamanasa Madhukara Abhayanija Pada Pankaja Makarande. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Yajiyapi samadishu vidirapi pashati natavana kagramarichim. Yajiyapi samadishu vidirapi pashati natavana kagramarichim. Idavichami nishamyattavachuta tadapikrupadhutavichim.
ఇదమేచామి నిశామ్యత్తవాచుత తదపి కృపాద్భుత వీచం కృష్ణ రేవ భవంతం వందే కృష్ణ రేవ భవంతం వందే కృష్ణ రేవ భవంతం వందే కృష్ణ రేవ భవంతం వందే భక్తి ఉదాంసతి అది అపి మాధవ నద్వై మమాతి న మాతి భక్తి ఉదాంసతి అది అపి మాధవ నద్వై మమాతి న మాతి పరమేశ్వర తతదపి కవాదిక దుర్ఘట ఘటన విధాత్రి పరమేశ్వర తదపి ప్రవాదిక దుర్ఘట ఘటన విఘాతి కృష్ణదేవ భవంతం వందే కృష్ణదేవ భవంతం వందే అయమవిలోత రాజ సనాతన కరితాద్భుత రసవారం అయమ విలోతి రాజ సనాతన ఫలితాద్భుత రసభారం నివసతు నిత్యమిహామృత నిందినీ విందన మధురి మసారం నివసతు నిత్యమిహామృత నిందినీ విందన మధురి మసారం కృష్ణ దేవ భవంతం వందే కృష్ణ దేవ భవంతం వందే కృష్ణదేవ భవంతం వందే కృష్ణదేవ భవంతం వందే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ప్రభుపరా జయ ప్రభుపరా ప్రభుపరా జయ ప్రభుపరా జయ జయ ప్రభుపా ప్రభుపా జయ జయ ప్రభుపా నితయ గౌర హరి బోల్ నితయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి బోల్ శ్రీ నామ సంకీర్తన కీ జై శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద కీ జై. Somebody should be singing the shloka first and then decide prayers.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji. Would you like to share or shall we share for you, Prabhu?
You can share, Prabhuji.
Okay, okay.
విల్ చాండ్ శ్లోకం యదేతత్ విస్మృతం పుంసో యదేతత్ విస్మృతం పుంసో మద్భావం భిన్నమాత్మనః मद्भावं भिन्नमात्मनः ततः संसार एतस्य ततः संसार एतस्य देहादेहो मृतेर्मृतिः देहादेहो मृतेर्मृतिः Some would like to repeat once, Shloka? Once or twice? Yeah, two devotees can recite it.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yad etad vismratam pumso madbhavam bhinna atmana tata samsara etasya dehad deho mritar mritaha. Hare Krishna.
One more devotee.
Hare Krishna. Yad etad vismratam pumso madbhavam bhinna atmana tata samsara etasya Deha
Okay, we'll chant Mangalachal prayers and we'll begin. Okay, we'll read translation proper, then we'll chant. Yeah. Yat etat vismritam pumsaha. Yat which etat this vismritam forgotten pumsa of the living entity. Madbhavam, my spiritual position. Bhinnam, separation atmana from the supreme soul. Tata from that. Samsara, material condition of life, etasya of the living entity, they have from one body, they have another body, mrite from one death, mriti another death. Translation. When a living entity thinking himself different from me, is forgetting his position, is thinking different from the Lord, forgets his spiritual identity of qualitative oneness with me in eternity, knowledge and bliss, his material condition of life begins. In other words, instead of identifying his interest with mine, he becomes interested in his bodily expansions. So as soon as one forgets the Lord and starts identifying with the material nature, he starts identifying with his bodily expansions. He becomes interested in his bodily expansions, like his wife, children, material possessions. In this way, by the influence of his action, one body comes from another, and after one death, another death takes place. So he continues his journey in the material existence. Report. Generally, Mayavadi philosophers or person influenced by Mayavadi philosophy think themselves, people influenced by Mayavadi philosophers and philosophy, what they think themselves as good as Supreme Personality of Godhead. They think they are Narayana. Mm-hmm. This is because of their conditioned life. And because they think they are Narayana, they cannot be liberated from this place. As stated by Vaishnava Bhagavan Chakare, Nikatastamayatare Japadiyadare. As soon as the living entity forgets his constitutional position, forgetting his constitutional position as servant of God, endeavors to become one with the Supreme, his conditioned life begins. We are all here because we want to lord over material nature like Supreme Lord, and our conditioned life begins. The conception that the Supreme Brahman and the living entity are equal, not only in quality but also in quantity, is the cause of conditioned life. Equating oneself with the Supreme Lord is the root cause we are suffering here in this material world. If one forgets the difference between the Supreme Lord and the living entity, his conditioned life begins. As soon as we forget, we are different from the... When we forget our original position as servant of the Lord and we start equating with the Lord, then we fall into material clutches. Conditioned life means giving up one body to accept another and undergoing death to accept death again. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. The Mayavadi philosopher teaches the philosophy Tattvamasi, saying, you are the same as God. He forgets that Tattvamasi applies in terms of marginal position of the living entity, who is like sunshine. There is heat and light in the sun, and there is heat and light in the sunshine. And thus, they are qualitatively one. But one should not forget that sunshine rests upon the sun, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. I am the original source of Brahman. The sunshine is important because of the presence of sun globe. It is not that sun globe is important because of all pervasiveness of sunshine. Brahman rests in Bhagavan. The Brahman dependent on the Bhagavan. Without Bhagavan, there is no presence of the Brahman. So, Bhagavan is all important. The same way as the sun globe is all important. It is not that the sun globe is important because of all pervasiveness of sunshine. Forgetfulness and misunderstanding of this fact is called Maya. When you forget that we are subordinate to the Lord, then we are in Maya. Because of forgetfulness of one's constitutional position, that of the Supreme Lord, one comes into Maya or samsara conditioned life. In this regard, Madhvacharya says, Sarva Bhinnam Paramatman Paramatnam Vismaranam Samsarediha Abhinnam Samsmaranyati Tamo Nasti Atra Samshyaha. When one thinks that the living entity is non-different in all respect from the Supreme Lord, there is no doubt that he is in ignorance, tamaha. As soon as a person thinks, living entity is non-different in all respect from the Supreme Lord, there is no doubt that he is in ignorance. So, if you see the translation in the beginning, okay, we'll chant prayers and then we'll discuss here. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padagamadam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ravanatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Savitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Nilitam Sri Vishakhan Vitam Shri Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Sunyavadi Pashat Desha Tarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gautushe Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesho Gupita Kantarada Kantana Mostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vrishya Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavani Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. If you see the purport here in this, the translation talks about because the living entity has forgotten his oneness with the Lord. Because he has forgotten his oneness, so he's in a conditioned life. But Srila Prabhupada is so cautious. In the material world, people are equating themselves with the God. So in a purport he's writing, because people are equating with the God, that's why people are into conditioned life. So here we understand. Yeah, you must stop sharing. Yes. So here we understand the kind of equating with the Lord as mentioned by the shloka, and the kind of equating with the Lord as Srila Prabhupada mentioning here is different. What is the difference between that? Can somebody tell what is the difference? The shloka is asking us to equate with the Lord qualitatively, to understand that we are not products of material nature. Aparyam itastvanyam prakrutim vidhime param. We are part of Krishna's parashakti. We are part of Krishna's spiritual potency. We are marginal potency. But we are of similar substance. We are also Satchidananda Vigraha. Not full Satchidananda Vigraha as Krishna is there, but our existence is also Satchidananda in a minute fraction and quantity. That Satchidananda, our existence is there. And when we forget that, and we think ourselves, we are made up of this matter, we are product of this material nature, then we start identifying with all material things and then we forget the Lord. So you might have seen, sometimes it happens that sometimes the cub of a lion get lost and then he's among jackals, foxes, and he's wearing jackals or foxes, and he also start identifying with them, and then he also start acting like them, from childhood is trained like them, and he doesn't know that he possesses much, much higher power. Achha, Mataji puch rahe. Okay, I think this class in English will be, na, Mataji? Right?
Yes, this is English only, yes.
Yeah. this English. So, when a living entity in this way thinks that is a product of material nature, its condition is like a lion cub which is lost among the foxes and jackals, and then he was acting like them. He's forgotten that he's lion. He has much greater power among all those beings. So we also, in our conditional existence, we start accepting the material sufferings, material miseries. We are identifying with the little bit pieces of material happiness, which is very, very insubstantial for a living entity. A living entity who is capable of experiencing Brahma Saukhyam to Ananta, unlimited spiritual happiness, he becomes satisfied with a tiny little bit, bits and pieces of material happiness, which is nothing but source of misery. This material world, jada, and living entity, chetan, there's a difference. Material happiness or material substances, they are jada, and spiritual living entity, chetan. Material substances are always transforming, but spiritual living entity is nirvikar, it never transforms. Material substances are temporary, but we are eternal, we are permanent. They are made of modes of material nature, but we are part of the parashakti of the Lord. We are Sachidananda. We have capacity to enjoy full bliss. But because of this identification with the matter, we fall into material clutches. And then a living entity, Nikatasthamayatari Japatiyadhari, Bhogavanchakare Japatiyadhari. The material energy catches us and we totally forget. The forgetfulness is Maya, the influence of Maya, and it's called as Maya. That under the influence of Maya, a living entity forgets its own constitutional position, that I am an eternal servant of the Lord. And like a rich man's son who may forget, he belongs to a rich father. He may start living among poor people, right? And he will live. He has to undergo so many miseries, miserable conditions because of his forgetfulness. Although by destiny, actually, he has taken birth in a very rich father's home, and he can peacefully enjoy. But because of his forgetfulness, he is fallen into such problematic situation. So that is our condition. And then everybody can attain the Lord, but material happiness, not everybody can attain material happiness. It depends upon the prarabdha of the living entity. If one has prarabdha, then only he'll get material happiness. But because you have human form life, every human being is capable of attaining a supreme perfection. Right? The living entity, the material happiness is also not equal to all living entities. Somebody may get in greater proportion, somebody get in a small proportion. But attainment of Supreme Lord, equally one can get. As good as the sages in Satyuga got the Lord, equally or better, Kali Yuga is considered as the best among all the ages. Probably better we can get in Kali Yuga because other ages people are going to Vaikuntha planet. In Kali Yuga, Jayasachandana, Gauri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the opportunity to enter into Golok Vrindavan Dham. But there's equal opportunity. Yes, everybody can enter into spiritual world. So in this way, we have much, much greater capacity. And the scripture want to remind us of our greater capacity. That's why these kind of statements are there in scripture. What kind of statements? Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, Soham. Why do these statements are there? Why, if we are different from the Lord, why this oneness is highlighted? This oneness is highlighted to help us understand it. Asangvayayam Purushaha. These living entity, your asanga, actually by nature, you're spiritual, you don't belong to this world. You are not supposed to be affected by the three modes of material nature. You can transcend over it, taking shelter of the Lord. You are not meant to suffer this miserable state of existence. You don't belong to this place. So the person who has totally forgotten his situation, you need to be reminded. Somebody has to remind him, sir, you don't belong to this place actually. You can, like somebody sitting somewhere and, in a filthy place and, having no position, and somebody may come and say, no, you're born this particular place and you can sit there, sir, or this is reserved for you. Somebody has made his reservation for you, and somebody will take him that place. Similarly, it needs help when living entity forgets its condition for long, long time. It is mentioned that it is almost like anadi. Such a long time we have been suffering here, actually, for millions of lifetimes. We don't even know how long we have been here in this material world. Brahmanda Bhavita Kamana Bhagyavani Jiyu Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Lata Dish. So we were wandering into so many planet after planet after planet, species after species, species after species. And by mercy of Guru and Krishna, now we have got this. First of all, we got this human form of life. Specifically, we got this Indian body, most of you are here. And we got the spiritual knowledge. Or by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, distributed knowledge entire world, actually. So having this is a great fortune. So we've been made fortunate, actually, that after countless wanderings in the material existence, we have come to a right place right now. We are understanding our situation. We are understanding our position. And then it is told to us that you are spirit soul, you are Atman, you don't belong to this material nature, don't identify with this. You are not part of this. Don't partake into a source of misery, which is material happiness. You think it is material happiness, but it's not actually. It's just a source of misery. You deserve a whole different quality, a grade of happiness. You deserve a different sort of relationship, totally. Blissful relationship, not relationship like the relationship in this material world, which are mutually exploited relationship. You belong to a place where only love pervades among all the beings, where every step is a dance and every word is a song, and the water is like a nectar, every speck of a dust is like a desire fulfilled tree. Every speck of a dust is like a chintamani jewel, every tree is like a desire fulfilled tree, every cow is a kama dhenu, which oozes out, which gives out unlimited milk, which is extremely nectarine. So we belong to that place where unlimited Lakshmis are serving the Supreme Lord with great, great love. We belong to such a place where there's no influence of time. That place is known as Golok Vrindavan. We belong to that place. So very fortunately, a guru comes and uses this knowledge that we don't belong to this place. As mentioned in this shloka, that living entity must understand it. Actually, he's suffering because he has lost his connection, he's forgotten his situation, his condition, or his place as eternal servant of the Lord. So when that knowledge is given to us, the devotional service begins. Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Lata Bichi gets a seed of devotional service, and gradually, by process like hearing, chanting, association, deity worship, all the process of devotional service, gradually the water is offered to that tiny little seed, and that seeds begin to grow, and that ultimately reaches to spiritual world. So we are extremely fortunate that we've been given this knowledge. This month is ISKCON incorporation month, I can say. This month ISKCON was incorporated. And fortunately, Srila Prabhupada, he made this institution where we are all given this knowledge, which is extremely mercy, Nana Shastra Vichar Nepal, Sabdharma Sastapako. It's not easy. Tarena Nana Matagraham, Vaptam Siddhanta Sagaram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, actually, that. This material world is infested with so many different philosophies. But right Sambandha Gyan, what is Sambandha between a living entity and a Prakriti and God? Three. Living entity, Prakriti, God. Or God, living entity, Prakriti. This triangle, this interrelationship knowledge is given, is handed down. So we'll refer a purport, we'll read a little bit from Brahma Samhita. So this is a purport of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to the last shloka of Brahma Samhita. Let's read that. This word purport is beautiful, actually. This little big. Okay, we'll read. certain thinkers conclude that the non-differentiated Brahman is ultimate entity. And by undergoing self-delusion, Vivartha exhibits the consciousness of a differentiation. Mayavadi philosophy, they think that the Brahman has undergone self-delusion, Vivartha, and because of that, the living entity thinks that he is different from Supreme Brahman. Or the limiting principle itself, Maya, when it is limited, is the phenomenal world and itself the Brahman in its unlimited position. Or the Brahman is the substance and the phenomenal world is a reflection. People think Chayavad that this world is a reflection of Brahman. Or everything is an illusion of the Jiva. Jiva is only illusioning. No, there is nothing real. Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. Everything is a dream. Something that the God is evidently a separate entity. Jiva is another different entity. And phenomenal world, although it is a singular principle, exists separately and as eternally independent entity or Godhead. Or Godhead is a substantial entity and all other entities, Achit and Achit attributes, are one in principle. So different kind of philosophies exist. Some suppose that by the force of inconceivable potency, sometimes the monistic and sometimes dualistic principle is realized as the truth. Some again arrive at the conclusion that the theory of non-dual minus all potency is meaningless, whence the Brahman is one eternally unalloyed entity vested with a pure potency. So here in the second paragraph is making very important points. These speculations have originated from Veda, relying on the support of the Vedanta Sutra. In this speculation, although there is no truth that holds good in all positions. These are all speculation. There is no truth in this speculation. There is yet a certain measure of a truth. Still there is a truth. We need to understand what is that truth. Not to speak of anti-Vedic speculation, Sankhya, Patanjali, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, nor even Purva Mimamsa, which is fond of exclusive fruity activity in conformity with the teachings of one portion of the Veda. The bodies of opinion detailed above have also come into existence by relying outwardly on the Vedanta itself. By discarding all the speculation, you and your bona fide, this is important for all of us. By discarding all the speculation, you and your bona fide community should adopt the ultimate principle identical with the doctrine of Achintya Bheda Ved. So, Supreme Lord Krishna is asking Lord Brahma. So, this verse is spoken by Krishna. And Krishna is asking Lord Brahma that you and your community, who is community of Brahma? Who is community of Brahma?
We are.
How? We are community of Brahma.
Grandchildren of Brahma.
Huh?
We are descendants, grandchildren of Brahma.
Yes. We are Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Being a Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, actually, because we are Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, so we are part of Brahma's community. We come in the same Guru Parampara. So, because we come in the same Guru Parampara of Brahma, or starting from Brahma, I can say. Brahma is our foundation, what do you call it? Founding father of this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Lord is instructing Brahma that he and his community should adopt the ultimate principle identical with the doctrine of Achintya Bheda Ved. We should adopt this philosophy, Achintya Bheda Ved, which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all of us. This will make you eligible for being a true devotee. So it's very important, paramount important to understand what is this philosophy of Achintya Bheda Ved, because it will help us to become a true devotee of the Lord. The basic principle is that this animate world is made up of jivas and inanimate world is constituted of matter. Of all the jivas have been manifested by my supreme parapotency and phenomenal world has been manifested by my secondary aparapotency. Where it comes? Bhagavad Gita, Bhinna Prakruti, Ashtada. Krishna separated energy, material energy. And Aparyamita Stvanyam Prakruti Vidyame Param, Jiva Bhutam Mahabhav, Yedam Dharatam, Paraprakruti Aptanam. Superior energy compared to this material energy. I am the cause of all causes. In other words, I regulate all of them by my power, by the power of my will, although I am different entity from the marginal material potencies. Krishna controls both material energy and marginal energy. By the transformation of those distinct potencies, Pradhana, Prakriti and Purusha have been produced. Hence, although as regards the subjective nature of all potency, I am Pradhan, Prakriti, Purusha, yet as the possessor of power, I am eternally distinct from all those potencies. So Krishna, because all these energies are coming from Krishna, so in one sense, Krishna is non-different from that. What is the proof? If we refer chapter 20 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, This comes here. जीवे रस्वरूप होए कृष्ण नित्यदास कृष्ण तटस्थ शक्ति बेदा भेद प्रकाश सूर्यांश किरण अग्नि ज्वाला चाय स्वाभाविक कृष्ण तीन प्रकार शक्ति है. इट इज लिविंग इन इट इज कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल पोजिशन टू बी इटर्नल सर्वेंट ऑफ द लॉर्ड. जीवे स्वरूप होए कृष्ण नित्यदास बिकॉज ही इज द मार्जिनल एनर्जी ऑफ कृष्ण कृष्ण तटस्थ शक्ति एंड मैनिफेस्टेशन of simultaneously one with and different from the Lord, Veda with Prakash, like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire. Krishna has three varieties of energy. Like a sunshine has, sun has sunshine, which is also made up of molecules. And it's coming from sun, so it's not different from sun one way. How is that? That is mentioned in Vishnu Puran. This shloka from Vishnu Puran mentions that Eka Desha Sthite स्थितस्य अग्नेर ज्योत्स्ना विस्तारिणि यथा परस्य ब्रह्मणस्य तथेदम अखिलं जगत. अल्दो द सन और द फायर इज सिचुएटेड वन प्लेस बट द हीट और द लाइट ऑफ द फायर एक्सटेंड्स इन डिफरेंट डायरेक्शंस. सिमिलरली द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड सिचुएटेड वन प्लेस मस्तानि सर्वभूतानि. कृष्ण मेंशन्स एक्चुअली भगवद्गीता इफ यू गो भगवद्गीता आल्सो लाइक वी आर गोइंग इन डिफरेंट चैप्टर्स एक्चुअली. नच मस्तानि भूतानि पश्चिम योग ऐश्वर्यम भूत भुन्नच भूतस्तु ममात्मा भूत भावना. फर्स्ट ही मेंशन्स एक्चुअली मया ततमिदं सर्वं जगत अव्यक्त मूर्तिना मस्तानि सर्वभूतानि चाहं तेषु अवस्थिता. दैट ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज आर मी बट आई एम नॉट इन देम. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस? दैट ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज आर इन कृष्ण बट कृष्ण इज नॉट इन इट. नच मस्तानि भूतानि पश्चिम योग ऐश्वर्यम भूत भुन्नच भूतस्तु ममात्मा भूत भावना एंड येट एवरीथिंग दैट इज क्रिएटेड डज नॉट रेस्ट इन मी. Behold my mystic opulence. So Krishna is telling everything rest in me, but he's telling yet everything that is created does not rest in me. So what is this Achintya Bheda Bhed? How do you explain this? Can somebody tell? What is this? All beings are in me, Krishna is mentioning there, but I am not in them. And again here, he is mentioning that Nacha Mastani Bhutani.
No.
Everything. It does not rest in me. Can you please solve this mystery?
In the form of his energy.
How is it resting? The entire creation is resting.
The Brahman.
Krishna.
The material manifestation is an extension of Krishna's energies. Bahiranga Shakti.
Yes. So actually, everything rests in Krishna in impersonal form. Jagat avyakta murti. This external energy, marginal potency also rests in Krishna, not only external potency, external energy. In the form of impersonal energy. Krishna is maintaining entire creation in him. But as person, Krishna is separate from it. Krishna is not into it actually. Krishna is different from that. As a person, Krishna is totally different from that. So in this way, everything rests in him, but you know, it doesn't rest in him as a but as an impersonal and everything rests in Krishna's impersonal. Krishna's holding everything by his inconceivable potency. So this is Achintya Bheda Bhed. So we'll get into again. We want to see the purport, very beautiful purport of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Very valuable instruction for our sampradaya. Okay. So we're in chapter 20 again, we'll go back there. Chapter 20 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes. Just as illumination of fire, which is situated one place, spread all over, the energies of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahma, are spread all over this universe. So Krishna's energies are spread entire universe. And in this way, Krishna is all pervading. In the form of Krishna's energy, Krishna is pervading everything. And these are the three Shaktis of Krishna. Chit Shakti, Jiva Shakti, Maya Shakti. Krishna is Swabhavika, Tina Shakti, Primiti. Internal energy, marginal energy, and Krishna's external energy. Okay, so let's go back into chapter of Brahma Samhita. Where is it? Brahma Samhita. Okay. So it's mentioned here. Hence, although as regards subjective nature of all potency, I am Pradhan Prakriti Purusha, yet as the possessor of power, I am eternally distinct from all those potencies. Getting so as energy, Krishna is pervading everything. But as a possessor of that energy, as a person, from whom all the energies are emanating, Krishna is eternally distinct from all those potencies, right? In like, I am eternally distinct from all those potencies. This simultaneous distinction and non-difference has also sprung from my inconceivable power. So this is inconceivable. What is Achintya? That how simultaneously Krishna distinct and non-different also. Distinction and non-difference has also sprung from my inconceivable power. So this simultaneous distinction and non-difference with Krishna is Krishna's Achintya Shakti. So let the attainment of love for Krishna by the practice of pure devotion. So this is another instruction. So let the attainment of love for Krishna by the practice of pure devotion through the knowledge of their mutual true relationship that subsists between Jiva, Jada and Krishna, based on the principle of inconceivable simultaneous distinction and non-difference, be my instruction for being handed down in the order of spiritual perceptional succession in your community, Sri Brahma Sampradaya. So Krishna is asking Brahma to pass down this knowledge. What is that knowledge? This mutual relationship, simultaneous oneness and difference between Jiva, matter and Krishna, based on the principle of Achinta Bheda Vittattva. So that is Krishna's instruction, that we should pass down. And then only we'll get the love of God. Let the attainment of love for Krishna by the practice of pure devotion through the knowledge of their mutual relationship. So when this knowledge for love for Krishna will come? By the practice of pure devotion. But how this pure devotion practice will be happening, or how one can practice pure devotional service? Through the knowledge of their mutual true relationship. So that's how this knowledge is very important. This Sambandha Gyan is very important. If you're not properly situated in Sambandha Gyan, then we cannot proceed properly for Abhideya, and we cannot attain the Prayojana. So this simultaneous oneness and difference between so there are three entities. God, sorry, I did this. This is a triangle. And we need to understand interrelationship between each three. Okay. So what is difference between? So there is simultaneous oneness and difference in each of these categories also. Like in God also, there are expansions of Krishna, and there are different types of avatars, there are expansion and expansion. So there is also interrelationship between them based on this principle of Achinta Bheda Bheda. And living entities also, there are varieties of living entities. Some living entities are conditioned living entities, some entities are eternally liberated living entities. And living entities also in different forms of life they're existing. So simultaneously one different that exists between them also, and matter also. There is varieties of matter is there. So simultaneously one and difference, it exists between them also. So what is relationship between God and living entity in this world? That we are simultaneously one and different from the Lord. Qualitatively we are one with the Lord, and quantitatively we are different with the Lord. So it's important to understand. So Shankaracharya, he was specifically, we know the history why Lord Buddha came. Lord Buddha came because that time people were killing animals indiscriminately. And Buddha told, reject the Vedas. And he established Buddhism based on the moral principles. And again, when the purpose achieved, the Vedas has to be brought back. But almost 1,000 years have passed. And who will do this task? Hajar saal se syllabus padhaya nahi gaya. Wapi sabko syllabus ko establish karna hai. To koon karega? Shivji, is known for doing most amazing services, inconceivable services, most difficult services. Like he drank the poison. So here also, Shivji is handed this service that he must establish Vedas. And how do the Shivji will do that? So he's coming in the form of Shankaracharya, and he's establishing the philosophy of Mayavad because people are interested in doing something. Just say, hum log Gita padhate, to hum pehle kehte ki aap isse time management, you can learn time management, stress management, balance, harmony, regulation. People, yes, we want to know. Gita padhna nahi, I don't want to learn. You want to learn how to balance your life, regulate your life. Yes, I want to know that. No, I am suffering. And then they learn these principles from Bhagavad Gita. They gain faith in Bhagavad Gita. And they start their journey of spiritual life. So Lord Shiva also understands, living in, you want to become God. So he's telling, okay, you study Vedas and you can become God. Oh, we can become God by studying Vedas. Really? Teach us how. And then he's giving these Vedas. Mm-hmm. But he has performed the task of great deception. Mm-hmm. He has deceived all living entities. Mm-hmm. What all deception he has done in his Mayavad. So specifically, he told there are four Mahavakyas are there. Mm-hmm. Aham Brahmasmi, Soham, Tattvamasi, Sarvakaladam Brahma. The four Mahavakyas are there. But where these four Mahavakyas mentioned? Nowhere is mentioned these are only four Mahavakyas are there. Omkar is a Pradhan actually. And all the Gayatri is coming from Omkar, and ultimately all the Vedic literature is coming from this Gayatri. So everything is important. Who told that only these four statements are important? If you ask, sir, can you explain what is Maya? Can you please explain? Is Maya one with the Lord, different with the Lord? Is it existing, Sat or Asat? Is Nirvachaniya? We cannot explain. Because if you accept Sat, then Maya exists. If say Maya doesn't exist, then how does Maya covers Brahman? So they say Nirvachini, we cannot mention about it. No, it's another deception. From where living entity comes, it's a part of Brahman or separate from it, they cannot mention that. So in this way, there are so many questions actually Shankaracharya cannot, or philosophy of Shankaracharya or his followers cannot explain that. But because he's handed down this task that he has to establish he has to establish Vedas, and gradually the Vaishnava Acharya has to come, and gradually the Vaishnava Dharma has to be established. So he's doing, he has to adopt these kind of cheating principles, and he's giving all misinterpreting the scriptures. And by misinterpreting the scriptures, actually, he's giving all non-devotional purports, and he's establishing the philosophy of Mayavad. What is Mayavad? Thinking of living entities non-different from God, or accepting thinking. Like they also say that there's a difference between Vyavaharik Brahma and this eternal Brahman. This Krishna, Ram, Avataras, they're coming there, Vyavaharik Brahman is coming in this world. But it's nowhere it is mentioned in scriptures. Where it is mentioned. So basically scriptures explain their Bheda Vakyas and Abheda Vakyas in scriptures. What is, like I already mentioned, what are the Abheda Vakyas? What are the Abheda Vakyas? Soham or Tattvamasi. These are Abheda Vakyas. That mentions that we are non-different from the Lord. Why this is there? Because unless we identify with the Lord, how will we develop love for the Lord? No, there has to be something in common. It is mentioned, I don't remember. But Madhvacharya focused too much on difference actually. And that's how it becomes difficult to attain love of God. If you focus so much on difference, that you are different, then how will develop love for Krishna? So we also have to see that we are qualitatively one with Krishna actually. So that's how this philosophy of Achinta Veda. So there are Veda Vakyas are there, like Soham, Sarva Khalidam Brahma, or Aham Brahmasmi. But there are also Abheda Vakyas are there. What are the Abheda Vakyas are there? Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam, Eko Bhavanam, Vidudhatikamam. This one Brahman fulfilled desires of all living entities. He is the one knower. Chetanas Chetananam. We know about our field, but he knows about all the fields. Or there is another shloka, it is very famous actually. There are two birds sitting on a branch. One bird is eating fruit of its own karma. Another bird is watching. That bird is a Paramatma. So this two is given. So only if you talk about Abheda, then how do you explain these Veda Vakyas? It's not possible to explain. And only you say there is no different, then how you explain? Or if you say only there is a different, then how you explain the Veda Vakyas? So both need to be properly reconciled. And that reconciliation happens in the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, called as Achintya Veda Ved, simultaneously one and different. So living entity and God, they are simultaneously one and different. By qualitatively, they are one, but quantitatively, they are different. Living entity and matter, they are also different. Where it is mentioned, Bhagavad Gita is mentioned, we discussed, right? Bhinna Prakriti Ashrada is matter. And Aparyamitastu Anyam is living entity, is superior energy compared to this material energy. And matter and Supreme Lord is also different. Right, we saw that Mastani Sarvabhuta. I'm not situated in them. Everything rests in me. Krishna mentioned this material nature rests in me. Srila Prabhupada gave analogy of his recording. Srila Prabhupada says, when you play my recording, whose voice is that? Srila Prabhupada. As soon as you hear recording, you are reminded of Srila Prabhupada. But is it Srila Prabhupada? No, it is separate energy of Srila Prabhupada. No, that recording is not Srila Prabhupada. So simultaneously one and different. So this material energy is coming from Krishna. But is it Krishna? No, it's not Krishna. Then why it is called Tattvamasi? Oh, it is called, it is mentioned to help you realize that you are one with the Lord. Actually, the meaning of Tattvamasi given by our acharya is Tasya Tomasi. Tasya means you belong to him. Is tasya tomasi. You are unto him. Or tattomasi means you are unto the Lord. You are like Lord. You can be equally glorious as the Lord. Actually, okay, your situation, your position is then the spiritual world among the Lord. What you are doing here? That way it is mentioned, tattomasi. Sometimes it is mentioned, you are lion amongst men. Or no, you are a lion. So that doesn't mean that as soon as mentioned lion, then the lion mane will start coming out. He'll have tail like a lion. No, sometimes it is mentioned, you're a donkey. So that doesn't mean you become a donkey. So when it is mentioned, your Lord, Tattvamasi, Brahmasmi, Soham, that is to help me understand I have similar qualities as the Lord, not that I become the Lord. Getting? So in this way, we understand that there is a difference between living entity, God, and material nature. And among these categories also, there is a difference. Like God, as we discussed, there are expansions of Krishna. Expansions are there. Plenary expansions are there. So what is the difference? Brahma Samhita explains. Like Dipa Archira Vidashantra Mubhipetya Dipa Yatevukhita Samana Dharma. So what is meaning? Like there is an original candle and with one candle, all the other candles are lit. So all the candles are burning in the same luminosity. But still there is one original candle. There is one original candle and all other candles are actually lit from that candle. So there is simultaneously oneness and difference. So all the Krishna is also having Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, Krishna, Mathura Krishna, Krishna, Dwarka Krishna, and then Rama, Ramadi Murti Shukalane, Krishna, Nana Avatar Kuru, Goneshu Krishna, Kintu, Krishna Sabham, Parama Kumani, Govindamadi Purusham, Namam Bhajam. So Brahma Saita also is mentioned that Krishna is the one actually who expand. Keshavadhita, Halda Rupa, Keshavadhita, Rama Shirira, Keshavadhita, Bhrupati Rupa. All this, Vedana Uddharate, Jaganti Vate, Bhugola Mudbhuti, all these are coming from Krishna, actually all the incarnations we understand. Krishna is the original person. Right? And even in spiritual world, there is a Ladini Shakti is there. She is also simultaneously one and different from the Lord because Shakti Shakti Man. She is the internal potency of Krishna. And Balram is the Samvit Shakti of the Lord. So we understand. Even in that category, the differences are there. Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports actually, he mentions that everything is simultaneously one and different from everything else. 328.41. Srila Prabhupada mentioned everything is simultaneously one and different from everything else. So everything is one and different from everything else. Our this Achintya Bhedavad philosophy pervades in everything. Whatever you take, there will be simultaneously oneness and difference will be there. And in living entities also, as we discussed, there are some eternally liberated living entities. And even in eternally liberated living entities, they are in different rasas. Some living entities are in Shanta rasa, some living entities are in Dasya rasa, Sakya rasa, and Vasala rasa, and Madhuri rasa. So our liberated living entities, this is in Goloka, and then there are some are in Vaikuntha. And again, there are living entities in this world, and in this world also, like spiritual master is another principle actually, guru and living entity, right? We should not consider as ordinary living entity, being representative of Krishna. So these all kind of distinctions are there here also, in living entities. And matter also, we see that there's varieties of matter actually, right? So in this way, this philosophy of Achinta Bheda Bheda is pervading everything. There are difference and oneness in living entities. There's an interrelationship between living entity, matter, and Supreme Lord, and there's intra relationship also. Inside them also there are so many categories are there. So it's important to understand this intricate differences, to be having clear knowledge about our Sambandha Gyan with Krishna. What is our relationship with Krishna? What we are in this material world. And when there's clear knowledge, clear understanding of relationship, then we can properly practice Abhideya. We are sure about what we are and where we are heading, what we are trying to achieve. Right? And when this there is no Tattva Brahm, when there is no not having a proper knowledge about what is proper philosophical principle, when we are clear of all kind of dualities, doubts, then we can practice this Krishna consciousness, our philosophy very properly. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mentioned that you should not be lazy actually in understanding this philosophy. Siddhanta valiya chittana karyalas. Yara hita lagi Krishna sudruda manas. If you properly understand this philosophy, then you can follow this nishtha bhakti, with great faith, with a steadiness. we can practice devotional service. So there are three categories of devotees, right? This Kanishta Adhikari, he has weak faith in Krishna. He's wishy-washy faith. And he only believes in a deity. He has no sufficient faith in devotees. Then there's a Madhyama Adhikari. He has got strong faith in Krishna, but he cannot support his faith with the scriptural injunctions. And then there is a Uttama Adhikari, that he has got strong faith, but not only has got strong faith, he can support his faith and he can convince others of his faith by quoting various scriptures, dialogue. Then if you ask, okay, it is like this, then why so many religions and why so many philosophies are there? So many religions are also there. In this world also, religion also, no? Because they talk about even at least Islam and Christian, no? They are monotheistic religion. There is God and there is living entity and they are supposed to develop submission, surrender unto the Lord. Of course, the conception of God will be different in each religion. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport of Canto 4, Chapter 22 and 24th Shloka. Another important point mentioned in this connection is Anindaya. We should not criticize others' methods of religion. There are different type of religious system operating under different qualities of material nature. Those operating in mode of ignorance and passion cannot be as perfect as that system in the mode of goodness. So people who are already in passion and ignorance, they cannot practice like people in mode of goodness. In Bhagavad Gita, everything has been divided into three qualitative divisions. Therefore, religious systems are similarly categorized. When people are mostly under mode of passion and ignorance, their system of religion will be of same quality. If you are in passion and ignorance, you will go to similar religion. A devotee, instead of criticizing such systems, will encourage the followers to stick to their principles. We'll mention, okay, no, we don't try to proselytize. We say, okay, you can achieve love of God in your own religion. Just practice sincerely. Take the principles seriously. A devotee, instead of criticizing such systems, will encourage followers to stick to their principles so that gradually they can come to the platform of religion of goodness. Simply by criticizing them, a devotee's mind will be agitated. Thus, a devotee should tolerate and learn to stop agitation. Anindaya, this word is explained. So when there are other religions are there, we are tolerant because people exist in different modes. So we also, Srila Prabhupada, many lectures Srila Prabhupada, it doesn't matter, you belong, you know, you're a Christian or you're Islam or whatever religion you may belong to. Just think about how you can develop love of God, you know, in your own religion. We don't say that you have to come to this and you have to practice this. That's Srila Prabhupada mentioned it. Many, many classes like this Srila Prabhupada has mentioned. So that's why all these religions or different philosophies exist, because there are people of different levels of consciousness and they need to be accommodated. Right? But we are fortunate, our spiritual masters are very merciful. They have given this knowledge to us and we come to a very right conclusion. Bhavanam janmanananti gyanavan mam prapatiti vasudeva sarmiti sa mahatma sudarlabha. After many, many births actually are living in India, who is actually in knowledge, come to understand that Krishna is everything. And he surrenders unto Krishna. So that divinity is very rare. So we are given this fortune of being very, very rare, among very rare beings. By mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we got this knowledge. Yes. So I want to open myself to questions. Any question?
Hare Krishna, Dhanvad Pranam. This is a Japa class, Bhavan. Prabhu, every Sunday you conduct?
No. This is Bhakti Sangha Japa group. This glorious group, actually. Every day there is Bhagavatam class. Mostly these are devotees from USA and they have these classes in this time. You can join, like I forwarded the message, they were their groups.
Yeah, for Sunday school we have today because of some reason. I could not get heavy rains here. Otherwise, okay. We'll have Sunday school.
Yes, Vandish. Any other question? Not Sunday, every day they have got classes actually.
Means every day you have at this time class?
I don't have. This is Bhakti Sangha Japa group and I've been invited today. But they have different speakers. They're very glorious speakers. It's a wonderful group. You know, many times I think they have got Amarinder Prabhu also and they got Amula Prabhu.
Yeah, I will send it in the chat box link, Mataji. You can join. It's a Bhakti Sangha Japa group. I'll be putting in the chat box.
Yes, Mataji. Sure.
Whenever okay. Possible. Any question regarding today's discussion? I hope it was clear. Means, although a little complex.
Yeah, it was a little bit confusing.
Hare Krishna, yeah. Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam.
Dhanat Pranam.
Prabhuji, that example also we can think about for Achintya Bheda Bheda. लाइक समुद्र और नदी का जो मेल होता है इट इज वन एंड द सेम बट अचिंत भेद भेद, वो एक एग्जाम्पल भी हम लोग ले सकते हैं नहीं ले सकते हैं आई
थिंक वी कैन टेक. There is a variety in the ocean, right? There are different living entities. You know, it seems all one. Ocean seems all one. All rivers are coming and merging into ocean. But in ocean also, there is so much variety. If you go in the depth of ocean, then you'll find pearls. You'll find so many living entities. Full flora and fauna, you'll find. That variety is there. So it's not all one. When there's a green parrots entering into green tree, it appears like all has become one. But when you enter in the tree, then you see their parrots are there, the fruits are there, the leaves are there, the branches are there. So there's a difference. Yeah.
मतलब सागर समुद्र को भी नहीं हम लोग बोल सकते हैं.
Means ये analogy दे सकते हैं simultaneously one and different that you know like all the rivers merging into sea. Sometimes Mayavadis give this example of ocean that you know we are all Brahman and we'll become part of the Brahman when we are liberated. It's like a river entering ocean, become one body of ocean. There's no distinction now, water of a river and ocean. But sir, there is a difference. No, if you go into deep into the ocean, then there are so many living entities are there. So many varieties of plantations are there. Right.
Prabhu, so it is one and also it is different. No.
Yes.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Any question? Hey.
అదే కృష్ణ దండత్నం ప్రభుజీ. ప్రభుజీ వన్ క్లారిఫికేషన్, కృష్ణ సేయింగ్ దట్ ఐ ఎమ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీబడి బట్ యు టోల్డ్ వన్ వర్డ్స్ ఇస్ కమింగ్
భగవద్గీత 9th చాప్టర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ రెస్ట్ ఇన్ మీ కృష్ణ మెన్షన్స్ దట్ బట్ ఐ యామ్ నాట్
ఐ మీన్ దట్ లిటిల్ క్లారిఫికేషన్ ప్రభుజీ నియర్ ఫైట్ దేవ్ ఫైట్ దేవ్. సో
This is Krishna's material energy, this world. And we living entities are Krishna's tatastha energy. This whole world is made up of animated and inanimate things. So inconceivable, another way of understanding inconceivable is, how is Achintya? I'll answer and also answer why it's called Achintya. You know, like Ishopanishad mentions that Om Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnat Purnamadaya Purnamavashishyate, that all the complete and perfect beings are coming out of Krishna, but still Krishna remains complete. So how these energies coming out of Krishna, still Krishna remains complete, is inconceivable. That's why it's called as Achintya. So this entire world is made of Krishna's energies actually. Still Krishna as a person is separate. Like this whole government is running the show. Like road department, you know, the roads are being constructed. And you'll written Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, the houses are constructed. Okay. But houses are constructed in the name of Prime Minister. And in one sense, Prime Minister is responsible. But in another sense, Prime Minister as a person is different in another place. You will not find in the house. Okay, his energies, his department, you know, and his secretary and ministers and people under them, they're all working for Prime Minister. In one sense, they're representing Prime Minister. So that's how Prime Minister is there. He's building home. It's his desire that home should be built actually. And all the energies are working for him. At the same time, as a person, he's not there. His energies are working. So that way, the entire creation actually is in Krishna, but Krishna is not in it. Krishna's energies are taking the whole responsibility.
Yeah, like direct and indirect energy. No, Prabhu, like that. Like
where is the reference to direct and indirect energy?
You are telling that Pradhan Mantri house ki bare mein. So, of course, Pradhan Mantri ka usme hai energy, but it is in a different form. It is indirectly. He is putting efforts, but directly some other people are taking efforts yes. also.
Yes.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Madhu, you got it now?
Yes, Madhu. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandat.
Dandat. Srila Prabhupada gives an example of Atlas holding globe on the shoulder. It may look, you know, he's very tired. So it may think, somebody may think God is holding all these universes. He must be very tired. No. Krishna is managing everything through his energy. Krishna is just enjoying na, you know, in a Golok Vrindavan. Yes. Who was asking another next question?
No, Prabhuji. No. From my side. Yeah, dear devotees, if anybody have any questions, please go ahead. If nobody have any questions, we can end the call.
So we got to practice devotional service actually after having this knowledge that Krishna mentions, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Matta Sarvapravarti Iti Matva Bhajanti Mam. The conclusion of the knowledge is devotional service. So this knowledge of Krishna's identity, our identity, what does this matter, how is our interrelationship? The result should be to situate ourselves in our rightful position as servants of the Lord and then acting in that relationship. Iti matva bhajante mam. So many people or the Mayavadis think the knowledge is ultimate aim, but not knowledge, not ultimate aim. The knowledge should actually conclude into bhakti to the Lord, to Krishna. That is our ultimate aim. Done?
Yes.
Everyone. Okay. So thank you all of you for coming today and giving your valuable time.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, your valuable time and enlightening class today. It's a very beautiful class today. We are very grateful to you and we look forward to your association again and again in the future. Let's pay our obeisance to Prabhuji.
Vanchakalpatarupyaksha Kripa Sindhupyevacha Sitana Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha
Bhagavatam Shri Jai
Jai
Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Jai
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you all, Prabhuji and Mataji. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Preeti.
Hare Bol. Hare Gauranga, Nityananda. Gauranga, Nityananda.
Very nice class, Prabhu. Very nice class.
Thank you, Prabhu. Radhe Radhe.
Thank you everyone for joining today's class and once again we wish
thank you so much Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining today's class and once again we wish Grace Preeti Vilasni Mataji happy Krishna conscious birthday. We'll meet again tomorrow for Srimad Bhagavatam. Gauranga.
Hello,
what time, Mataji? Hare Krishna, Preeti Vilasni. It's the same time, Mataji. It's the same time. Every day we have the same time class, yes. With the different speakers. I sent the link in the chat box. You please join our WhatsApp group. Yes.
Sure, sure, Mataji. Thank you so much. Many, many happy Krishna conscious birthday.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.